Proclamation number 5220 of 27th of September, 1951. Wrong way. Vineyard work. Steep path. How distant people's thoughts are and how difficult it is for them to approach the truth, even when it is offered to them. It is like a silent resistance against everything that comes from me and testifies to me. It is as if they flee from me, who is the eternal truth myself. But they also stand apart from love and therefore do not recognize the truth which comes forth from eternal love. People flee the light and as long as they walk in darkness they go wrong. But they don't think about that either, where the path they walk leads to. And that is why it is so difficult to awaken in them the sense of responsibility they bear towards their soul. They go through life completely thoughtless and therefore have to be forcibly disturbed from their calm and careless way of life. An act of violence would truly not be necessary if humanity were not in greatest danger, which I would like to avert and can also avert if the human being himself reaches out to me, if he would go into himself of his own accord and think about the purpose and aim of his existence. And in order to achieve this I must again and again influence him through illness, suffering or death, through his own or others' adversity. I must knock on his heart's door and speak to him. Yet how rarely is my language understood because people don't believe in me. And again, it is love alone which can bring about a change in the human being. Love is the first thing, and without love the path to me will not be found. And thus all my endeavors and means of help aim to kindle love in people's hearts so that they will learn to believe and become introspective. And again I send my messengers towards them who preach love and seek to awaken a living faith. I send my messengers to them who bring them the truth. Where they meet with indifference, with resistance or even hostility, there my efforts no longer bear fruit. There the gulf between me and them is still too great and the vineyard work will not have much success. And yet, eager vineyard work shall be done, my word shall be carried everywhere, my call shall penetrate everywhere, my gospel shall be proclaimed everywhere and the approaching end shall be mentioned. It is like a trumpet call resounding through the world. Occasionally it nevertheless strikes an ear which listens and follows the sound, occasionally a light hyphen and strength-hungry earth traveler who lies weary on the path is touched and strengthened by it, and he hurries to receive the glad tidings he has longed for. And for the sake of these few I send my messengers so that they will be gathered, so that they will be given the necessary sustenance to be able to cover the earthly path until they reach the aim. For I don't want them to go wrong or to sink down exhausted before they reach the aim. I will meet them and still bestow abundant grace upon them because the last end of the path will be very arduous, for it goes steeply upwards, because it has to be shortened, for the end is near. Therefore, don't become weak when your earthly path is difficult but remember my words that you are close to the end of your life and, if you want to, you can leap upwards with my help. For I hold out my hand to anyone who is willing and pull him up as soon as he grasps it. Amen.